And we are back. I need to check for audio, but we'll do a live. I'm assuming none of you are fine with our audio. What was that English? Randall, I'm assuming you are good with that audio. Take two?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, cool. I don't know what I said before that. Tongue-tied. Yeah. That sounded like you were revving up a car engine. Or like a bike. Or like a go-kart.
Well, you sounded like that.
Damn, he's pulling out the cold ones. What is that, a Miller?
Guava Sao Paulo Creole.
Is it actually, or?
No.
Oh.
Well, everything I said before, but then it's caffeinated water. Oh. And that caffeinated starts, damn, that smell hit me immediately. What the hell?
What does it smell like?
You right click on something and you say close window. It's just like, nah, I'm not gonna close.
Depending on the app, sometimes it doesn't close because like a modal will come up and be like, hey, do you want to save first? You should check the other.
It's not that. It's literally the app just doesn't want to close.
It tastes weird.
Other channels.
Oh, damn, that sucks. Broly Legs, the competitor, apparently passed away.
Oh, damn, that sucks. That's absolutely horrendous news to start this with.
Yeah, this tastes like a diet banana.
A diet banana?
That's the only way I can explain whatever I just take a sip of.
I don't think I saw a banana on the can.
It's not banana flavored.
So why is it a diet banana?
That's what it tastes like to me.
Ryan De La Rosa performed a hard full break. Excluding
all I don't know what he's saying.
Me neither.
His mic's in a different room.
He threw the fucking mic in the lake.
I said, Ryan De La Rosa performed a hard floor break.
You performed a hard floor break? Is that what you said?
I said, Ryan did.
You looking at my achievements or something?
All right. Anywho, so we're back. Nothing new. Not a lot of things new, right? I've still been playing some Helldivers, and thoroughly enjoying it. What the hell? we don't just say Helldivers, Randall. We just play the song, right? The orchestra, like track of them descending into hell. We don't say we're Helldivers.
That's where they're going? I thought it was bugs.
Which is hell. Randall, have you ever been swarmed by bugs in reality? Like, all of every inch of your body, there's a bug crawling on it? That's hell. You still with us? Okay. You're just completely, you know? Yeah, but I mean, it's automatons as well. There's a third one that they still need to add from the first game, which is the alien race, but we'll see when they're doing that, because they've been adding a bunch of extra stuff. Like the mechs dropped.
Forza 5 old.
What?
It's Forza 5 old. Like, when did that come out?
Forza Horizon 5? Or Forza Motorsport 5?
Horizon.
Horizon is way newer. That's their latest arcade one. They're probably working on Horizon 6.
It's 50% off.
I mean, I recommend it. I don't know if you remember all the glowing review, you know, how much I gushed about it.
I'm looking for a good racing game, and I know that you played. You play a lot of Forza.
Yeah, but it's arcadey. Like, if you want the simulation version of it, you need to go to Forza Motorsport. Or get Gran Turismo. You still have your PS5, right?
Yeah.
I mean, Gran Turismo is always a good one.
Speaking of PS5, are you guys going to get the Pro?
Yeah.
No.
I probably am.
It's the last gen I'm buying a console.
I'm most likely getting it. I don't know if I'll just trade in mine or just put one in, like, the bedroom or something, or have one up here so I can just easily capture it or something.
Is it confirmed as a Pro?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was it a dude below you?
There was rumored specs that came out, and then everyone seems to be confirming the specs, which is nice. It's just a bit stronger. And they also have some, like, proprietary upscaling solution, just like NVIDIA does with their DLSS or something. So that's great. And we'll see what happens. Like, I don't even know. I don't know. I kind of like, as much as I shit on Nintendo for being 73 years behind with their Switch, if you're building for Switch, you just build for one Switch. There's no Switch Pro. There's no none of that. Like, now a developer needs to make like 7 different fucking versions of a game so it can run on the current gen. Because you have the Series S, which is underpowered in terms of, not underpowered, in comparison to the Series X, and then now the PS5, and now the PS5 Pro, which is going to have a different, and then on top of that, if they release on PC as well, it's just getting ridiculous. Just one and done, and stick with it for a while. I kind of like that rotation. This, a bunch of mid-steps in between generations, I'm not digging. How are we doing a Pro? It's only been, what, 4 years? 3 years? When did the PS5 come out?
Just 20. Let me see. I want to say 2020 or 2021. PS5 release date. 2020.
The year just before COVID.
Oh, wow.
November 12th, 2020.
Oh, no, that's not before. That was when we were in it.
Because COVID was 2021.
No, it started at the beginning of 2020.
March 2020.
Yeah. We were already neck deep in it. Because remember, that's when all the scalping happened, because we couldn't go out and physically stand in line for it. So everybody was just ordering it online and using bots to get stuff. You remember those dark days? You put that trauma in the furthest part of your brain?
I still have screenshots from the times when I was in digital online.
And then I remember those. Those were the best ones. The Sony ones were, I felt more hopeful when it was the Sony ones than it was any other line.
I would technically have 3 PS5s if it wasn't for Walmart fucking me over.
Oh yeah, what happened to you, Brian? Something happened to you that was interesting.
Walmart happened 3 times. It's like, oh, it's in your cart, and it just got stuck. The first time is my fault because I forgot my address. the rest of them, they just like, it's in your cart. You get to the end, checkout. Nah, bro, there's nothing in your cart.
That's crazy. Someone
I had to get mine on Amazon. Shout out to Amazon.
Shout out to Amazon. I think I got both of my comp. I don't know if I got both of mine out from Amazon. I don't remember where I got my PS5. I did get the Xbox Series X. You got
the PS5 on the PSN network.
Oh, thanks. That's right.
You and Kelsey was the only two who actually got it from PlayStation.
You're right. Sony, I didn't even bother to see if it was the digital one. I'm like, the first one that was up, I'm like, I'm getting it. Because that's what happened. Because the ones with disc was available, but not the discless one. And that's why you didn't grab one at that time. That's fine. I don't know. After like a year of having it, I'm like, I don't even know if I'm going to be playing it that often. And lo and behold, Janina plays Mercenaries on that exclusively. So on the bright side, it's being used. And I still use my Xbox Series X at this point.
Do you think that's going to happen again?
The scalping? Most likely. Unless Sony... Because, I mean, I'm assuming Sony has partnerships with all these retailers, so they're going to, you know, make systems for, you know, to sell to them. But once they're in their hands, they don't care where the money's coming from. Remember, we kind of had that conversation when we were having pre-order woes. You feel me? So it's probably still going to happen, but they probably have, I would like to hope that they'll still have the queue on their site, just like they did before.
I feel like for the first week, it should just be on their site or something.
I mean, do like Steam and just do it exclusively on their site.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think the...
I'd prefer.
Yeah, what do you think the Steam Deck rollout was so fucking good? Because you can only get it from Valve, so they were in control of the queue.
And did they do anything to prevent people from buying multiple copies?
You need to have a Steam account.
Oh, so it's per...
It's per Steam account, yeah. So it was like, oh, you already bought one, so you're in this queue. I don't know if you can double up on it or not, but... And even then, it would be like a timely queue. You didn't have to wait till it was available. You just said, hey, I want one, here's the cash, and then when it was out, they'd be like, oh, here's your turn. And then you got it.
Mm.
It wasn't like mad dash, you know, Thanksgiving people pulling it out of. Yeah. It was just, hey, I want one. Okay, cool. We'll let you know when it's available. And then you didn't have to worry about it. Here, you had, there was no queue. It was like, is it available? Cool, go buy it immediately. Where that would be nice if they set that up for the PS5 Pro. Set up a queue internally. You have the database of all of our usernames. So sign in with the Sony account. Say, yay, I want one. Here's the cash. And then when we get it, we get it, right? It's better than hitting refresh 700,000 times, bro. Like, it's silly.
Yeah, instead of basically becoming a part-time job if you're that serious about your fucking getting the console.
Yeah, the whole day you're sitting there just refreshing stuff or looking at bots or hoping for notifications to hit you the millisecond it happens. Like, that's dumb. That's 1940s shit. Like, we have queues. We have technology. Hey, I want one. Raise your hand. Save it in the database. All right, who's next in line? That's it. What are we doing, bro? It's 2024.
Nintendo, maybe. If it's a Switch 2.
That's next year,
console. If it's the same thing, a premise of it being like a mobile console, I'll support it. But PlayStation, I think we're done.
Yeah, because all their games are being ported a year later into PC anyway. So if you're patient, you get to play it again. And you get to play it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, definitely a Switch 2 I'm going to be grabbing as well. That's for next year, though. Allegedly. The rumors. I think it's March, but we'll see. Oh, man. Did you get to that rank you were saying, Randall? You said you were going to try to rank up before the show?
I didn't rank up. No, no,
no. But did you win matches, though? Huh? But you were winning matches, though, right? So you were progressing towards... Okay, that's better than nothing. Better than nothing. That sounded like I said better than nothing. And that didn't make any sense.
That's better than nothing.
That's better than nothing. It's a play on words. I'm sure a more talented rapper can use that. So it's a free one for you guys. I was going to say, I did watch Drive Away Dolls. I've been waiting for it to come out on digital, and it finally did. It's a...
I don't know what the hell it is. It's like a band.
It's a straight comedy, dude. It's by one of the Coen brothers, or maybe both. No, just one. Ethan Coen.
Is that lady from The Nice Guys?
Yes. That's Amelia. So yeah, it's a comedy. These two girls come across a briefcase in a car that they rented to go on a road trip, and people are after it. And that's pretty... I don't want to give too much away.
What a fucking cast.
Yeah, it's funny. It's a bunch of... It's pretty funny shit. I mean, the cast is... Not all of them are there the entire time. The majority of it is Margaret, Geraldine, Beanie. Like, the first five people are the ones you see the most. On that top build cast list you see there.
Mm.
It was just a fun time. I don't know how to say it. It's such a wild... Like, it was for fun. I don't know if that makes any sense. It was fun to watch. I can tell it was fun to make. And the comedy's just... It's silly. It's a good time. They'll have, like, in between chapters... Like, it seems like it's chapters. They'll have, like, psychedelic weird shit happening on screen. Like, mm-hmm. It looks like you're just lit the entire time. And then sometimes a random person comes in, like a celebrity. And you're like, what? And then they're done with the transition, and now we're back to the story. But it's, I don't know, it's good stuff. I enjoyed my time with it. And it's really short. It's like an hour and 24 minutes. Like, it's not even a 2.5-hour thing. It's they're in, make you laugh for a bit, you're out, that's it. Definitely recommend it.
More often than that, it's the best. They're not trying to break any bounds or do anything. They're just...
Yeah.
All right.
This is a little funny premise. Hey, they're going to this place. They have this briefcase. They don't know what's going on. What's happening? They put a shift together. Yeah, that's about it. I don't want to spoil it. But I don't know. I enjoyed it a lot. I don't know if it's going to be, you know, Fate 5 by the end of the year, but it's a good watch, I think.
It's a nice jobber of a movie.
Yeah. I agree.
I'm asking, I don't know.
But I agree with that statement, is what I'm saying.
Put the gun down, I'm just asking.
It's too heavy to put up, so. That's just me. That wasn't easy.
If you hear typing, it's just me. My Fave 5/2024 Google Doc. I make sure to populate it now because I don't want to forget something that I liked.
Yeah.
So I'm just putting all the albums that I've liked so far.
Okay, that's good. That way you keep track and don't forget stuff.
Yeah, so if you see me typing aggressively, that's what I'm doing.
It doesn't sound too aggressive. It may be, like if you, no, actually, never mind, because you have the noise gate anyway. We will only hear it if you're talking and typing at the same time.
Hmm.
So if you're trying to speed run some weird stuff on your screen, we could kind of see, I mean, we see a big old white screen through your glasses, but a reflection.
That's my, that's when I'm in typing mode. When it's big white. Not a transition at all, but did you know the guys that made Prom Night, the kid, Rio Vaz or whatever?
Yes.
Fucked up.
I don't know him, but I remember the song.
He has an EP out with the other people called Heart Racers.
Oh, I'll have to check it out then. Did you put it in the Discord already?
Not yet. I put it in. I posted it. I sent it to myself to remind myself to tell you about it. I haven't heard it yet, so I didn't put it into music.
Is Prom Night in that EP?
No.
Okay, it's just all new stuff.
I heard one song from it so far called Diva, and I liked it.
Okay. I'll check them out.
There you go. I put it in music.
Appreciate it. I still need to listen to some other stuff that's in my back. Like, I haven't listened to Ariana Grande's yet.
Same. I almost did today. I found out that Chief Keef and is it Mike Dean? They have a project together that came out this year. Dirty Nachos.
It's called Dirty Nachos, or is there a band? Chief
Keef, no, the name of the album is called Dirty Nachos, and it's Chief Keef and Mike Will. And I heard one song because it came on my releases for you.
Yeah.
It's called Pull Up Ghost Clan with 2 Chainz in it.
What the hell?
That shit goes, hold on.
Dumb Brazy?
Yeah. I mean, bias. I love Chief Keef, but
the names you just said are crazy to me.
That's one word. I mean, it's one title. Pull Up Ghost Clan.
That's one word. I'll have to check that out then.
I'm gonna post that right now. I'm gonna put My Lord Strikes Again.
Okay.
I'm gonna put Had Me Yabba Dabba.
Doing it right?
Had Me Yabba Dabba type beat.
Okay. Oh, while you're doing that, Steam announced their upgrade to, what is it, Steam Families?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, dude, what a fucking announcement. Such a huge W. Anyway, they're updating the family sharing, because before you could share your library with somebody, but if you were to, like, play an item, or a title from their library, the person cannot play any other games, right? Like, so let's say I have State of the K2, right? And Randall's like, yo, I finally want to get on the hotness, bro. Let me try it out. And he's playing it before. He's playing my copy before. I wouldn't be able to use my Steam, any of my games. It would just be like, oh, the person you're borrowing this from is going to play a game on his account. You got to get off. Now they finally have it, so they actually just borrow that copy so I can still play something on my Steam library while he tries out some game that's, you know, he wanted to try if he's in the Steam family, which is nice. And there's like children accounts you can manage too, so you don't. So if you want to just share games that are appropriate, you can. But I don't gotta worry about that.
You already set up the family thing?
I have not, because it's in the beta. I'm waiting for it to officially release. Like, it's in the Steam client beta, and I'll just wait until it's officially out so they can iron out any bugs.
Creator join one, so I was like, all right, let me see if Anthony did one.
Oh, are you running the beta of Steam client beta?
I don't know,
or maybe it's already out.
Well, let me tell you right now, I'm pretty sure it's a beta feature, but it's in the regular Steam, because I think I'm just using regular Steam. I don't know.
I mean, you can check, open up Steam, and
I have Steam open.
All right, if you go to Steam and settings, and then go to that thing general. It should see if you're in the beta or not.
I don't see a general.
I don't have it running, so I couldn't tell you off the top of my head.
Okay, but when you go to the family section, that like the where you how you normally get to it, at the top it says beta. Try the new Steam Families feature to enable updated library sharing.
If you click on that, does it do anything, or is it just
Steam Families is a hyperlink within the words, and when you click it, it takes you to home, account, family management, and then it says setup. You can either join a family or create a family.
Oh. That's pretty good.
Make it yet?
No, I haven't, but I will. And you can see what you can also set playtime and stuff for parental control. They're killing it, dude.
The most they're allowed to play, my kids are 24 hours straight.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, to test the new Steam Families feature, you'll need to be opted into the Steam Family beta. Any family members who you invite will also need to join the beta. Yeah, bro, you're probably in the beta participation because it's telling
you. I don't know how.
It's under interface. So open up Steam settings and then go to interface. What a podcast, Doug.
All right. I'm in the Steam beta.
Yeah.
But there's no beta chosen. Steam beta update, Steam Families beta.
I don't know then, dude. I'm saying it's out. It's going to be out, or it is out in beta and it's going to be out for the rest of us.
You sent me the invite, you said?
I have not.
Oh, I see how it is.
Yo.
What's up?
Thank you, sir. I'm gonna mention some games, and you guys tell me if y'all play them.
Okay, but do it into your mic, though.
Yeah, let's...
Is that better?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Alright, Baldur's Gate 3.
Yeah, I played it.
Yeah, started it. I haven't finished it.
Vampire Survivors.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Dave the Diver.
Yes.
Hogwarts Legacy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Elden Ring.
Come on. Is that a question?
Our World.
I haven't installed it. Yeah, I own it and haven't installed. I just have yet to start it yet.
Had it installed.
Oh, you uninstalled it. Oh, shit.
I haven't played it. I'm like, why would I keep it here?
You're right. It's wasting space.
Obviously, Cyberpunk.
Yep.
GTA, of course.
Yep.
Stardew Valley.
Yep.
No.
Red Dead Redemption 2.
Yep.
Of course. Hades, of course.
Yep.
Rotato.
Yep.
Yeah.
Also really fun.
Elden Ring 5. Elder Scrolls. I don't know why I said rings.
Okay, I was like, that. Do you know something, Randall? You know there's four other games coming out?
Elder Scrolls Oblivion?
That sounds like it's Oblivion. No, it's 5 is Skyrim.
Yeah.
Yeah, Brian definitely played. Brian played that inside and out already.
All right, Witcher 3.
Come on.
You haven't,
yeah, exactly. Like
Slay the Spire.
Brian, mm-hmm. I think? I have not.
Call the Lamb.
Yes, sir.
Dead Cells, obviously.
Yep.
Binding of Isaac, Rebirth.
Yes, sir. I don't know the newest one. Yeah, I don't know about Rebirth, but the original Binding of Isaac. I know they might have added some content for Rebirth.
Monster Hunter World.
Yes. Really cool.
Persona 5.
Mm-hmm. I just finished that recently.
Obviously, Spider-Man. Dredge.
Yeah, Brian talked about it. I was going to get it on Switch because it's on sale. You said it's worth it, right?
Yeah, it's definitely a Steam Ding game. Okay. Or like a mobile
game. Thing. That's why I'm looking for stuff to play on my Switch because, again.
Fallout 4.
Yep.
Yes.
No Man's Sky. Yep.
Yes. Recently Monster revisited. Arrived. I have not, no.
Horizon 5.
Yeah, Forza Horizon 5, absolutely.
I don't think so.
Resident Evil 4.
The remake or the original? But yes to both, but I just want to clarify.
Balatro?
You didn't answer my... Okay.
Oh, my bad. What'd you say?
I said, is it the remake or the original?
Remake.
Yeah,
I played. Yeah, I didn't play the original.
You said, Balatro? I'm playing that now on my Steam Deck. That is really fun.
All right, dang. You guys are killing it, man.
I'm not killing you, Randall.
These are top 100 games on Steam Deck.
Oh, I mean, I play a lot of those games you mentioned on Steam Deck, besides like mm-hmm. Cyberpunk or, you know, like the ones I want eye candy on.
Obviously, I didn't go through 300, I mean 100, but...
Yeah.
I went through quite a bit of them, and I think either both of you played them, or at least one of you played
them. Randall, I keep telling you, dude, I'm a gamer, dude. All right, that's what I do first, and then I watch movies and listen to music. Like, first is gaming, bro. You know?
Coral Island.
I played a little bit on Xbox. It was on Game Pass. It's like a, it's like Stardew, right? Okay, bless you.
Thank you.
It's like Stardew, but 3D, better assets and stuff, and you can have, like, a simple farm. Cow. Yeah. I played a little bit of it. It didn't hook me, so I uninstalled it. But it's also a good Steam Deck game. Like, these are the same list. Those are all great Steam Deck games. I don't know about Cyberpunk. I'm not sure how that runs on Steam Deck, but... Now you might be curious. I wonder if it does run on my Steam Deck. As soon as I hit, like, play, you hear the fan go at 200% fucking speed to keep everything warm. That's terrible. That's... Yeah, for real.
In the right position.
And then it pushes towards my face because the exhaust stuff is behind it. And it's getting assaulted. Anyway. Yeah, I know, so I'm telling you, dude. I mean, it's cool you want to play some Tekken, but there's games you got to play through, man.
I mean, the only reason Tekken takes up most of my time is because it requires me to do that in order to be good and play competitively.
Yeah,
I mean, there's definitely other games I want to play. That I intend on playing.
Oh, then this Friday, Brian.
Point where,
On then this Friday, Randall, buy Rise of Ronin. It comes out this week on PlayStation.
I still got a backlog, man.
God dang it.
Rise of Ronin?
Yeah. I was hoping it was on PC as well, but it's a PS5 exclusive, okay. It looks like.
I don't know why I Googled it on Steam as you were saying.
It's the developers of Neo 2. It's their next game. It's open world.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I don't know.
Just on PlayStation right now?
Right now, yeah. I don't even know if it's co-op.
No, he says all that. No, it's single player.
It's single player? Okay, then you can probably wait till it's out.
I'm going to wait. I'm going to wait.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. It looks like if I do cave and buy... What's the name of the game? Ghost of Tsushima. When it comes out on PC,
you'll have a great time with that.
So I feel like since they just, I don't know how it plays, but I'm getting similar vibes from these screenshots, these stills.
Uh huh.
That if I play one, I won't care about the other one. So I don't know.
Good question. I haven't played.
He has a gun. He has a gun. I'll play Ronin when it comes out on PC. It's a picture of him with a revolver.
Oh, okay. Yeah. He's got a gun. But okay.
Ghost of what?
Ghost of Nagunshima?
Yeah.
No Gunshima?
You can sit on a fat one for that one.
What the heck? That's hilarious. I mean, but
also Dragon's Dogma too.
Yeah.
I'm
what?
I assume if there's another month left of Persona 3, I think most cutscenes are gonna get skipped. I'm on what I think is the last month of the game.
Oh, so you're done then? You're about to finish then?
Yeah. They tell me...
Is it December again? It's like the 5?
January.
Oh, then that's different, yeah, because Persona, well, I think, ends in December, and then the new stuff starts in...
They set you up with the ultimatum, which basically means, do I want the game to end... I assume is, do I want the game to end now, or do I want the...
The true ending.
Fucking righteous end, yeah.
Yeah.
You gotta pick that one.
So you have, like, another month? Okay.
Everything's still pretty easy so far. I mean, you know my philosophy for anything.
You know all that shit I talked about Persona 5, and I'm looking at Persona 4 Golden like, do I try this?
I own it. I own Persona 4 Golden.
Yeah.
I have not started it because I knew they remade 3
with Reload.
And now I don't want to start 4 in case they do that.
Oh. I think they're working on 6, to be honest.
That's what I said, dude.
I don't think they're going to be remaking. Well, who knows? But I've seen Persona 4 Golden on sale. I'm like, this would be a good Steam Deck or Switch game. Well,
when you add me to your family, I own it.
So. Oh, those are facts.
Not as frequent. You do it yet, you said?
I haven't done it yet. Just chill. Brian's over here hitting refresh on the invites.
Metaphor ReFantazio comes out this year anyway. Fall. Some point not going to...
Yeah, that's your JRPG Golden. Then for the year. Yeah.
Second... This Persona 3 came out in February.
I gotta try the demo for Sandland too. I don't know why I'm into fucking JRPGs now. Like, I'm some fucking...
This one you might have some bias because it's from the manga that Akira Toriyama made.
Yeah, I know. I can tell by the art style and the character designs. I'm like, that's Mr. Toriyama's work right there.
So maybe that's another reason that's, you might want to try it.
Yeah. Is it action RPG or turn-based? Do you remember?
I think it's action. I know what you... So very few things I know about this. It's like action-y, and I think you build mechs.
Damn, bro. I'm sold, bro.
I've seen him standing next to a mech, and then I've seen combat, and it's like swinging at something big in a mech.
Okay, then I might be like their stand or something. Like they're like the maybe the source of the like their magic, if there's magic in the game, and maybe the mech.
On Steam, it's considered anime vehicular combat action RPG tanks. Those are the tags.
Those are the tags. I like those tags.
I want to show the demo. It comes out next month. God damn, you. I don't know what I own already that comes out in April, or what I plan to own in April. But yo, we're in super giant watch time of the year.
Yeah,
we're in phase two means we're through. That's what that means.
It could be any. Yeah, we're getting to the point now. We're at any moment they could be like, so remember we told you guys, Q2 or Q1.
Here fact, we are. Look in the super giant Discord that I'm in. Flip's hair.
To see if anyone's making some teasing or something.
No, they just mentioned that Hades is now out on Netflix. And you can play it on iOS.
Oh, okay. I didn't even know
Hades was... You can play that.
He doesn't like Hades.
That's his problem. He doesn't know if he likes it.
Oh. Actually, no, he's seen...
Isn't that you die and you start from the beginning?
Yeah, you have to try to get everything in one shot. No, he likes that because he played Sifu. Let's not even play... He played Sifu for a bit, and that's when you have to get that one with, like, minimal deaths, right?
I mean, you don't have to play like that, but I was.
Then, yeah, Hades right up your alley, dude. What are you talking about?
Great store. Store. Great lore and story. I combine them. Store.
They technically have a story. You're not wrong.
Yeah, but I combine the words.
Put you on an island away from civilization, but you would still have the necessary... food like sustenance and you even got a gym, but you don't really have any access to the outside world. And they said you can only have one game. Are you picking Skullgirls or are you picking Hades?
No internet or internet?
No internet.
Then Hades. He's stuck with Hades. Because
the fuck am I gonna play in Skullgirls?
Yeah, that's a fighting game. It's just a bot on like trains, max difficulty.
Trains an entire crab to play me.
Yeah. That's a pretty easy answer, I think. For those choices, anyway. That's wild.
So you're saying if you had internet, you would pick Skullgirls?
Probably. And that's my one game. I'm like Sonic who?
Oh, dang, bro.
To kill what?
Someone's got to fly Brian out to tournaments. They have to land a plane on his island. Yeah, bring honestly, him.
That sounds like a dream scenario. Hey, everything's covered. You only play Skullgirls all day. Darn.
Sign me up, bro.
Golly G.
Oh no. You say I got a gym there too? Come on.
Mm-hmm. Bills non-existent.
Non-existent.
But I gotta play my favorite fighting game.
Oh no.
Let me out, right?
Yeah. Save me.
Mm-hmm.
I'll see you, Leo. Yeah, that's an easy one. I forgot I was gonna mention.
Bubba.
I don't know if you saw. Did you, Brian, or did you comment it in the Discord? Fortnite's gonna have the JoJo characters.
Yeah.
Me and Ty were talking about it. And I'm like, they're probably gonna do only four of them because it's always been like everything they've announced is only four characters, and I'm like. It's going to be Jotaro, Dio, and I don't know who out of the fucking plethora of characters are going to pick out of the two.
I can tell you all four.
Oh, shit. You're going to call it here?
You ready?
All right, go.
If four. This is the if four rule.
The what?
If like you said, it's usually four. So
okay.
I'm going to tell you four characters right now.
All right, if there's four of them.
Old Joseph.
Oh, okay.
Dio.
Uh-huh.
Jotaro. Giorno.
And Giorno? We were thinking Jolene's going to get added.
You might be right.
Because of there's got to be a chick in the pack, right?
Not necessarily. The Naruto one, wasn't it just the boys?
No, they added Sakura.
Oh, that's a bad example because I usually forget she exists.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure Sakura was added. Maybe I'm freaking out. I could have sworn they added the original squad, Kakashi, and then his three peeps.
What would be funny is if the stands are their own characters.
That's what we were thinking too. We were like, what if, or if not, you know how you can
start platinum.
Or if not, you know how you can like get different versions of the skin. Like you can do challenges to get a new version of the skin. You just play as a stand, as the person's stand.
Or if not, the melee weapons are the stands. So instead of swinging, you have him.
Oh, you have him like punching? Oh my god, that's really smart. That's really good. That would be pretty dope.
You said the Jolene thing, and I think what I said stupid.
I don't know what they're obviously going to go for, like the main cast. I think, unfortunately,
I don't see any of Baby Boy's being.
Yeah, same. Being,
unfortunately, I don't see. I can't say this for this to the audience. They know the fate of my people.
Yeah, they're not gonna have Bucciarati in it. They're not gonna have short white haired kid with the very aggressive and.
Oh, it's Koichi.
Yeah. They ain't gonna have Abakio. They're not gonna have none of that, dude. Maybe Diavolo, because he was like a villain.
Or Father Cucci.
Or yeah, Father Cucci. It's a weird name, dude.
His name is Poochie, but I call him Cucci.
I know, but it's not that much better. Poochie is weird. What?
Maybe FF is the
female. Oh, that's true.
I mean, because her hand's a gun.
Yeah.
They have a Battle Royale JoJo game in Japan, so maybe they just port whoever's in that. Just like 8 characters or something.
But does it play like Fortnite?
I know it's like a BR.
So oh.
I think if they put Baby... Damn. I'm already contemplating installing Overwatch just for the face skin for Ashe.
I didn't like any of those in-game. Like, I saw the trailer, and I'm like, they look pretty good. And I'm like, those. And then when they showed the Switch, I'm like, oh, that wasn't the player model they used for those trailers. It looks so weird.
The jet black one looks like them. Like, that one looks the most accurate, but the Faye one looks good to me as well. Contemplating for that, and then for Fortnite, if they give me the boys, one of my boys, maybe. We'll see.
Yeah. Those are cool collabs, especially with the anime. As soon as they started adding anime skins, I'm sure their profit was skyrocketed.
I'm going to be mad, too, because John told me that they had Ciri from Witcher was one of the skins.
Yeah.
And I'm like, cruel, I don't play it. If I miss that window and then come back for the JoJo character, I might be mad.
And it might be in the store still. Or was it just part of a battle pass?
I don't know.
Damn, bro.
You just told me, and I was like, oh, fuck. I was like, Steve.
That's messed up. Jeez. Anywho. Oh, Brian, what talk about the music you've been listening to. I almost skipped right past all that.
The hell did I listen to? Oh, I mean,
you wrote it down.
You've heard me gush about this guy before, Terrace Martin. Apparently, he's allergic to not releasing music.
I was gonna ask, isn't this like his 7th project this year?
This year, I think it's his 2nd or 3rd.
Yeah, that was last close. Year,
apparently, he did like 5.
Oh, that's where I got the number from.
Well, you know what's funny is one of his projects this year in February, I think I talked about. Called Her Thoughts.
Yeah.
On project number 2 already this year. I'm trying to find it, like the link I can click it, even though I put it in the doc.
I'm stupid. I'm like, what? The link is here?
Yes, Terrace Martin. I don't know. He makes music. At this point, I don't know what he doesn't do. I guess that's a better way to say it.
He plays all the instruments and stuff?
He's a musician. Apparently, he raps as well and sings. He's overall, just musician.
He makes it the music. 2 Drink
Minimum is the name of this EP. 5 songs, 25 minutes. What's funny is the first 2 songs are 8 minutes each, and then the other ones are like traditional, like shorter songs.
Uh-huh.
Out of the 5 songs, the hardest 5 songs. It's more
good stuff.
What you assume to hear when you think jazz. Very Skullgirls-esque.
Okay. Big band.
No vocals. Just jazz. I thoroughly enjoyed it. I don't know what else to say besides that.
Okay. I'm in. This man's been dropping some nice chunks, like, you know, bite-sized work, so it's easy to...
25, I mean, you might not care for the 8-minute songs each, because if you keep going to your 2024 plus and then 8-minute chunk, you maybe might be like, nah, then skip. But besides that, I mean, I enjoyed it all. If you have 25 minutes, why not play it?
Yeah, but I've been adding albums to my collection. So, you know what I mean? Because you can add an album to your collection, not just a song. So mm-hmm. sometimes if I want to listen to an album straight, like Daft Punk's or Don FM or something, I just go to the liked albums and just hit play on one of them. Mm-hmm. So that might, it sounds like it might be an easy add for that, right?
Most likely. If you ever, what do you say, if you're a cloud surfing, this seems like something, you dim the lights a little bit, you open your shirt just a little bit, feel a little sexy, and you play this?
Would it be better with headphones, or can I play it on the living room speakers, which will be nice and bumping?
Whatever's more immersive for you.
Both are. They're so immersive, okay.
Dealer's choice, then.
Gotcha.
That's that, and then right after that, I listened to, the name sounds familiar, but I couldn't tell you if I've heard their music before. It's a group called Between Friends. It's a guy and a girl voice. There's another EP?
You know why it sounds familiar, Brian? Because I played one of their songs, Orange Juice.
Oh, really?
Yes. This is why it looks familiar. I mean, not recently, but you've heard it. I think when one of our drives to either Port St. Lucie or something, I played Orange Juice. If you look under singles, there's a song called Orange Juice. Yeah. That's why it sounds familiar to you.
Okay. No, that explains it then. Because I saw it and the cover doesn't give you any info. So I'm like, oh, have I seen him before? I don't know. I just see green fucking hair.
Yeah.
There's
two EPs out. Eyes.
It's
on
the same one, though.
Friends and Eyes on My Baby are the same one?
I clicked it, and it's the same. Oh, it's one extra song.
Are you for real?
Yeah.
So that's the deluxe EP? What's going on, dude?
I don't fucking know what's going on. Anyway, I listened to Eyes. I didn't hear the Friends one, so I heard the three-song one. If you have 6.5 minutes total.
Fam, just listen to Friends. It's an extra minute and extra 2 minutes, so 9 minutes, bro.
I haven't heard it. I can't vouch for it.
If you can vouch for the other three, that's 75% of it, Brian.
Okay, so I listened to Eyes on My Baby, right?
Yeah.
One of the songs is named that too, so I guess I don't know what the deal is with the naming it or how they're putting out these EPs. It's called Eyes on My Baby. There's a song called Eyes on My Baby.
Yeah.
Out of three songs, I heard three of them. So I guess if you want to gamble on the fourth one, do it. I haven't heard it yet.
I'll probably listen to that one because it's gonna be the same track. So
it's hard to explain really what the hell I heard because it's each song's a different overall genre of music. Okay. It's like experimental, I guess, but I don't know. Very easy listening.
Is it upbeat? Is it just chill? Is it somber? Is it
little?
Of all everything? Three of those combined, okay. Yeah. Okay.
I think out of these, for sure, you're gonna like Eyes on My Baby. Why? Yeah, I feel like it's stuck in your head.
Oh no.
The instrumental's very simple. And then he goes, Eyes on My Baby. And that's the chorus.
I'm already in. I'm already in.
You're gonna start singing that over and
that,
over.
That sounds like a wrestler's intro song.
Without hearing the song, this is gonna be the mood of it. I'm gonna hit play, and you're gonna be like this while listening.
Okay, good. So Fez all over again.
So yeah,
Fez.
It's
no.
Like mid temp.
Was that the game?
Which the one where you turn the world?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Because I remember you walking out and like, are you good? And I'm like, yeah. And he's like, why'd you come out and you just smiling at the fucking screen? That game is so good. Go ahead.
It's like mid-tempo, easy, like synthy. That one. The next one's Pleasure Delayer.
What the hell? That's another word for edging.
This one's a little more like ballady, like a singer-songwriter.
Okay.
There's drums in it. But it's like vocals, kind of like, you remember who Benny is, right?
Yeah.
The singer. It's like that when she's doing B-E-N-N-E? The kind of, okay. Yeah. Where she's like, like it's like more ethereal the way she's singing instead of energy. That's
yeah,
that's the vocal on it.
Okay,
so that one's chill. And the last song is called A Really Good Cry. This one's upbeat, like up tempo.
Okay,
and it's one of those you do this to.
I think I'm just gonna be a, it's gonna be an easy save then.
The best way I can explain it is like think of like a
just headbanging, dude.
Like a punk rock drum pattern. More consistent throughout the song, and I guess the mood is kind of like All American Bitch.
Yeah. Okay. So yeah, I'm sold. Yeah, that's the kind of rock I like. It's just like fat. It's in your face. You're going quick. It's like the instrumentals sound great. It's not washed out. Everything sounds really clear. Right.
There's the chorus. There's distortion in the chorus just to add some angst.
Mm-hmm.
We're at a solid 6.5 minutes of my time. I enjoyed it.
Now I want to hear the fourth one. Because if they were hitting for each of those tracks.
I'll listen to it live if you want.
No, that's fine. That's fine. You already sold me on the other 75% of that EP, so I'll just listen to it tomorrow morning.
The rest that I listened to were just singles the last week. I'm looking through. Yeah.
Nothing else.
A lot of good variety in releases. I already told you guys about the Dave East album.
Yeah. Oh, that's what I need to do too.
Skepta with another song. Cascade is a chill mix to one of their songs, On My Way. It's chill. Like they sold it correctly.
Yeah, if it's chill mix, I hope it's chill. It's not like some insane, like...
Muramasa is releasing music again.
Oh, I think I don't think I follow them. Okay.
It's a good song. Made in Tokyo. Did you hear the Maria song, Run Your Mouth?
No, I don't think I did.
It's kind of Harry Styles, disco poppy, kind of.
Okay. And she's still the same vocalist?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sounds good. Made in Tokyo released an album called TYO 808, so Tokyo 808. Whoever produced this album?
The Tokyo 808?
Kiss. I think every instrumental I liked. 18 songs, 44 minutes. Whoever produced it, I have to go back to verify, but I might say 18 for 18, whoever produced it.
Jeez. Well, it sounds like you need to add that to this fucking list so I can click on it again later.
So, the instrumentals, right? Him, at times, it's not that he's bad at rapping.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like, it's like half-assed. Like, it's like a for fun thing. Like, he tries to freestyle it, and a lot of times he's lacking, but the instrumentals, like, which is sad because all this work, just do that. The first song, the intro song, is the only one I thumbs up.
Oh, okay. Because
he sounded fine on it, and then the person who did the chorus was good. But the rest of it, I'm like, the instrumental's good, and that's the only thing I can say about it.
There's no instrumental-only project or, like, version of the album?
Not that I can find, but if I do find that, you know?
It's a rap? It's a Spotify rap?
Yep.
I don't know if there's anything else I'm missing. If I listen to the Four Bats remix of Drake, I like it. I still kind of wish his remix was just him looping the song without Drake.
Yeah, like I'm saying, they're doing... It's because they sound good on their own. And it might be because of that, because I heard Act 2 first, and I'm like, damn, they're killing it. And then they released Act 3, and I'm like, okay. Like, it's their sound. That's why I don't want them to release something with... I want them to do a solo thing first, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm like, damn, like establish what you can do on your own, and then start doing the features. But that's just me, though.
I mean, Drake isn't even the feature I'd want to hear him. I hear his songs, and all I hear is Brent Faiyaz, and on the new song, the Act 3, where's Baby Keem at?
Yeah, I agree with that. But we'll see. I looked at the music releases for this week, and he wasn't on there. I thought with like Drake's feature and you mentioning that they're working on something together, it might be something releasing soon, but it doesn't seem like there is.
I got to listen to... I know I've heard the name before, Kenny Mason. two songs came up on my
Kenny new Mason. Releases
for you that I liked a lot, actually.
Is he a dude with blonde hair?
I don't know what he looks like.
Kenny Mason. That sounds so familiar, too. Never mind. That's not a white dude at all. What did we listen to?
I heard Easy Dub. He has an album that came out this year that I got listened to, apparently called Nine. I heard Easy Dub by itself. Oh, never mind. I heard
That's why. You know why? He features in G.I.D.'s song, Dance Now. That's why I've seen the name.
I've heard three of these technically, because today I was listening to the new releases.
Uh-huh.
Called Jumping In. That's a Dumb Brazy time right there. Easy Dub, Dumb Brazy. Feel It, I don't remember from the name, but immediately. The first three songs on this project. Apparently he has a song with Toroi Mori, so I gotta listen to this album. Let me send it to myself.
Send it to myself.
There's
gotta be a better way, Brian. There's gotta be an app or something to track what you want to listen to.
You don't know.
I mean, I know there is some for, you know, movies and TVs, but there's gotta be one for music. Besides the Rio, much later.
I heard one of the Rio Vaz songs, the Prom Night Guy, Lost Without You, is in that project I mentioned to you. Apparently I liked.
Oh, Brian. You could do that. Yeah. Instead of messaging it to yourself on YouTube, just add it to your watch later. The whole playlist.
Unless you do that. I mean, I could do it on actual YouTube, but I'm using YouTube Music. I could save the album as a playlist.
Nah, never mind then. I thought that you could just append it to... Disregard what I said then. I thought you could just append it to your watch later.
Mm-mm.
You hear that, YouTube? Sounds like a feature you need to be working on. Instead of... Killing Stadia.
I really gotta listen to that fucking Chief Keef and Mike Will one though.
You can do it tomorrow.
Doing legs tomorrow, so
you gonna need it.
Let me tell you something. Whatever. I'm assuming this is gonna be like audio steroids. I hear Chief Keef. I have energy.
I don't have a specific person. It just depends on the track. But there's specific tracks where I'm like, well, I made a play. I put the hip hype trailer. The hip hype playlist is what I call it. And it's just hype hip hop. It's mostly pop hip hop, if that makes sense. Right? Like the Travis Scott's, the Drake's, the Sim Kendrick's tracks, like the popular ones, but they're hype.
J. Cole. What I'm going to have to start doing now.
What?
Whenever we do the 24 hour stream, I'm going to need you to have like a Spotify on a separate track so that would, like, when you export the video.
Oh, okay.
Nothing happens.
Yeah.
And at random times, I'm gonna hit play, and it's gonna be Chief Keef, and I'm gonna reawaken.
Whoa, you're gonna what?
Reawaken.
Okay.
It might have been. Think I said?
I think it was my internet, but you went. You did this. I'm gonna ooh, and you just turn into a fucking robot, dude.
Clip it.
That's fucking fantastic. I'll see if I can upload the clip after this. Man went bussin'.
I think that's everything I listened to so far within the last week.
Oh, then you're killing it. Killing it, killing it, and killing it. That's not the song. It's doing it, and doing it wild, right? Anyway. Randall, you got anything on here? Or do you have anything that you just did not put on this fucking doc? Or what? He's gone. He's playing Tekken right now.
He's playing Tekken 9.
Damn, he already hit max rank on Tekken 8. He's like, I'm done.
Playing 12 can.
Damn. You watch anything, Randall? Play anything? Well, you're playing Tekken, but watch, listen to anything? Hello?
Did he say burb or something? No.
Okay. I don't know what he's doing, but. No, I don't know. Anywho.
Probably got up to use the bathroom and didn't say anything.
Perhaps. Well then, I mean, I don't have anything else. Nice and short, sweet episode. Unless you have anything else you want to talk about, Brian?
I don't think so. By the time this comes out, the news will be out already, I think, for tomorrow starts the ARC. There's a tournament for Arc System Games called Arc World Tour Finals.
Uh-huh.
It's this weekend, but tomorrow, the 20th, is when they reveal the next Guilty Gear character. So oh. Excited.
I didn't know they were still support. I thought they were done adding characters and they were working on the next one.
They announced... they didn't announce, but they actually showed in-game footage of Garo. It's called City of Wolves. It's a sequel to Mark of the Wolves, which is an SNK fighting game. So I think that's where Terry originated, but I could be wrong. That game looks fucking gorgeous.
It's by Arc Systems as well?
No, SNK.
SNK? Okay.
KOF guys. I can send you the thing, but it looks gorgeous. It's starting to look... I don't know how to explain it. I'm trying to think of what to equate it to.
Uh-huh.
But it just looks like unique. And that's really the only thing I can say that makes sense.
Okay. So it's not cel-shaded like the rest of...
It's cel-shaded similarly to the way KOF 15 looks.
Uh-huh.
But then, like, more... Even more so cartoony. Like, it isn't... I don't know how to explain it. I'm just going to send it to you.
Does it look like Dragon Ball in motion? Or it's 3D, but it looks flat, like a flat... Oh, you sent it already.
No, I wouldn't say like Dragon Ball.
No, it doesn't look like it's Dragon Ball. It looks like if Persona 5 art was moving.
Okay.
That makes sense?
That's a way to explain it. Kind of like...
If you look at the cover art for Persona 5 Royale, imagine those were moving 3D models. That's what it reminds me of. It's like deep blacks. Like, the shadows are really dark, and then everything else is super vibrant.
Like a prettier Marvel 3.
Yeah, I can see. Yeah, that's a good. That's also good. Damn, bro. Oh, so it does have like crazy combos, man. Holy shit.
An SNK game, yeah. If it, this one looks even more so.
That might
be from what I would expect.
That looks fun. Oh. Is this a game that has a bunch of characters,
how many did the last one have? The last one had...
Fatal Fury.
No, the last one had... Brian, find the link.
Do you find the link?
Okay, so the last one had... I'm going to count out. 1, 2, 3, 4, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17.
Dang. Okay.
So this came out in 1999, so...
Okay. I mean, the Grappler guy is already out here, dude.
Oh, yeah. T-Zock.
That man, he flipped somebody over and then jumped on him afterwards. It looks like a separate move, like a separate input.
In Mark of the Wolves, the character that I played is a blue-haired lady.
Uh-huh.
So I'm so happy to see her already. And then her name's Preacha, the lady with the glasses. Uh-huh. Joe is a guy from this series who's a Muay Thai fighter and who I used to play just pretend else I got. Mm-hmm. That's her protege, so I'm wondering. Or that's her sensei.
Gotcha.
I said it reversed. So I'm excited. I want to try them too so far.
Is it lady
the game looks gorgeous.
The lady with the blue hair reminds me of that character. I don't know what fighting game that could bring in could call in a bird.
Oh, Samurai Shodown?
It might be
Samurai Shodown. She hangs off of it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's Samurai Shodown.
That's what she reminded me of when I saw her fighting just now. I don't remember her name.
Which is funny because that's another SNK game. And she's in KOF 15 as a play with Nakaruru.
Damn, hit me with it. That was a combo you just hit me with. All right. That looks pretty hype. I like this art style on that. It is definitely like Marvel when you said it. A higher res Marvel, probably. Well, not really, because you can... Ultimate Marvel vs. Capcom 3 is on PC, and I think you can go 4K on that. But maybe the assets are low. Who knows? No, because Marvel's looks more glossy. Where this doesn't have that like weird gloss to it. On the character models.
So maybe the best thing to say is the middle ground between KOF 15 and Marvel. Then.
Yeah, that looks cool. Is this a game that's just one-on-one, or is there like one with assists? Yeah, okay.
One-on-one.
Okay. Cool. That looks pretty dope. Obviously, the big old grappler dude, but if the inputs are as ridiculous as no grappling characters are, pass.
I don't remember what his inputs are in KOF, because he's, they don't directly say it, but you know the dinosaur guy, King of Dinosaurs?
No, I don't know. The dinosaur guy? I don't think I know who that is.
It's a grappler that thinks they're KOF 14 or 15 called King of Dinosaurs, and he has a similar mask, but it's a big fucking T-Rex.
Uh-huh.
And they keep alluding to them being the same person.
Oh. Because you can't see his face. Are they built the same? Like, they're both huge, big dudes?
They're massive.
Yeah, then they might, it's the same. Or maybe related. They might be his brother or something.
They keep alluding to it being the same person. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I'm looking at his inputs now to make sure I don't lie to you. See if they're...
If they're wild?
Yeah, half circle.
Oh, that's not too bad.
First, like command attack. And his super is...
I just don't like the full 360 stuff. Is that what he has?
No, no 360. No,
that okay, that's not too bad then. I never liked that movement at all, especially trying to play a fighting game. Let me just spin this thing around. So, like, what?
I still haven't gotten used to doing it on Hitbox.
Well, that one is like, you have to attack that shit so fast.
You can cheese it kind of, but there's a delay that you do that makes it uncomfortable. So you do like a half circle, and then you wait a bit and just hit directly up and then the button together.
Oh. But that seems uncomfortable.
It is weird. It's easier on a controller for me. To get SPDs, I always found it easier like on a regular controller.
I think it's my internet.
Use the stick.
Uh-huh.
It's always easier for me.
Okay. Well then, releases this week. For games, we got some good games coming out. You know? Well, I don't know if they're good yet until I play them, but Rise of the Ronin comes out on PlayStation 5 this week, same as Dragon's Dogma 2, but I think that's multi-platform. That's on everything, right?
Think so.
I think that's on Xbox, PlayStation, PC. It's not going to be on Switch. Yeah. I didn't think
PC,
so.
PC, PS5, Xbox.
Yep.
They even PS4, they said no.
That's fair. This is still single player, right?
Yep.
Is it going to be co-op in the future? Because if not, I might get this on Xbox.
I don't think so. The first one, they didn't do that. What they do is, at least the first one did it. My character can be summoned by you and I'm an NPC.
That's kind of cool. But if you die in my stuff, it doesn't hurt your save, right?
I don't think so.
Okay.
That'd be hilarious. Just summon me and then get me murdered.
Yeah, because I play like I'm horrendous, so.
This, that I can remember... This doesn't play like a Souls-like, so it's not going to be like, oh, you died, let me go back there.
Oh, it's not.
I could be wrong, but I don't remember it being like that.
It just looks great, too.
Yeah, I got to figure out what class I'm going to play, but I know I'm not playing the Archer. They brought it back, the Spell Archer.
Mm-hmm. And you're like, nah, I'm good.
Yeah, that's right. Like, next.
That's not enough Zaza there.
Mm-hmm.
I feel you. Yeah, I'm excited. I mean... Maybe I get to play a little bit after we come back from the trip.
I'm tempted to download the character creator, but I don't have fucking time. I gotta make sure I got my song for next week.
Well, once
I start to finish Persona.
Once you finish releasing your music, your track, make your character. Save yourself some time, so that way you can just come back from a trip and just go into Dragon's Dogma and start playing, instead of messing with a bunch of fucking meters to make your character.
Well, for then I'm 3 hours. My song for next week is before next week.
Oh, it's for next week. I think you meant for this week.
Mm-mm.
You already did yours this week?
I do it bi-weekly, remember?
Anywho, Dragon's Dogma. Princess Peach game that's on Switch is coming out. I don't even know how that plays yet. I think I've seen the trailer and I'm like, okay, cool. She gets different abilities depending on her outfit or whatever. And then Alone in the Dark is being released. I don't know if it's a remake or a reimagining or what it is. It looks like one of the characters is fucking the actor from Stranger Things. from the pictures I'm looking at here, but I don't know if that's the case.
Looks like it.
Doesn't it?
You said the lady? It looks like Hopper's in it.
That's what I said. Did I say lady? I said the dude. I meant the dude. It looks like Hopper.
Looks like Hopper.
Anywho.
I said Skipper. I don't know.
It might be skipping. I might be skipping that game. You feel me? Anyway, and for movies, we got Roadhouse finally coming out. So we get to see Jake Gyllenhaal just beat the shit out of people. That's going to be fun.
I want to see that.
Yeah, it's on Prime Video, so it'll be available for everybody. Ghostbusters, the sequel to the remake or the new one with the younger kids.
I haven't seen it.
It was a pretty fun time. Yeah, there's a sequel to it now. The trailer looked okay, so we'll see if it's any good. And then Immaculate, the horror film with Sydney Sweeney.
Mm-hmm.
Is that her name?
Yeah.
That's coming out as well.
Luca's being re-released.
Yeah, I mean, it's worth it. The movie is so good. Such a great time. For music, the ones I put on here are the ones that I've, from the list I'm looking forward to, which is Empress of. She has an album coming out called For Your Consideration. And I guess Future and Metro Boomin collabed and are releasing maybe an EP or an album called We Don't Trust You, which, if you guys remember Metro's tag, it's if he doesn't trust you, he's gonna shoot you. Now both of them don't trust you, so Godspeed. And that's all I got. Yeah, that's it. Thank you guys for watching and listening. We'll be back next week. Probably, hopefully, with some more. For longer content, maybe. We'll see. But I kind of like the 1 hour. It feels right. It feels like a TV episode, you know? Or an HBO episode. You feel me?
I was going to say, you gotta get a green screen and set up a talk show setup.
Oh, yeah. And make it actually like an hour. Or is it an hour? It might be. Anywho. Bye.